Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
It's your Friday morning and we're talking mnemonics. Mnemonics are when you use rhythm and rhyme or sayings to remember things.
We're very intellectual on this program, aren't we?
We go from butt plugs to mnemonics, Annie Louie. Oh, sorry, did I just say? But we do. We cover the... There's nothing that we won't touch. In terms of topics. Like Tracy Grimshaw said no to that other story and we just... Grimace, yeah. We'll pick it up.
No, we want to talk months of the year.
You'll be seeing us on the CBAA awards carpet because we tackled those hard-hitting
journalism about
butt plugs.
I was going to say, what tips and tricks do you use to remember the months of the year and how many days there are in each month?
Oh, the old, what is it? 30 days have September. Why do you have to do the tone in it as well? Like the rhythm.
Yeah, you got to put your body into
September,
it.
April, June, shake your and booty. November.
And the rest have 31 except for February, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know what the rest of it is because I never care to... We all know there's every 4 years there's extra day.
Yes, I stop at all the days. What was it? April, June. Now I've forgotten. 30 days have September, April, June and November. That's when I stop because once I know they've got 30, I know the others have all got 31 except good old random February.
Yeah. Wow, you're just super efficient. Yeah. I sing the whole thing regardless.
What's the last bit about February?
So I found out online, this is the bit that I've been missing for decades, but February's 28. The leap year, which comes once in four, gives February one day more.
No, I never was taught. I must have gone to the toilet at primary school when that last line. Excuse me, miss, can I go to the bathroom? And I reckon I've never heard that before.
Yeah, right.
Can you give it to me again?
So 30 days has September, April, June and November, all the rest of 31 except February. But February's 28, the leap year, which comes once in four, gives February one day more.
Okay.
You're not going to be adding that to your list of things.
Well, I like my efficiency. Just stop at the 30. 30 days have September, April, June and November. Mm. Then, you know, the rest have 31.
There's another one for planets, but to be honest, I don't know my planet order.
If I
was on Millionaire Hot Seat, I'd be out of there straight away.
The one I was taught at school was my very energetic mother just sat up near Pop.
That sounds sus.
And because you've got my very energetic mother. So there's a few M's in there. The way I know the first M is because it's closest to the sun. So this is from the sun out. And so at Mercury, it's hot. So I go Mercury, my Venus, very energetic, Earth, mother, Mars, just Jupiter, Sat, Saturn, up, Uranus, near, Neptune, P, Pop.
Right. I only know up to Mars, I think. I'd be able to just off the top of my head tell you Mercury, Venus.
There's one about pizza for the planets that I... I think there's a risk if you learn two mnemonics about the same thing, it buggers it up.
We want to know, though, what mnemonic devices are you using to this day? What sayings are helping you remember stuff? Slide into our DMs at Annie and Ando. I want to learn some new ones because the months of the year, I rely on that all the time. Am I an idiot?
Is there an age cutoff, though? I am serious. Like, you want to learn some new ones. I don't. I've got enough stuff in my head.
I think you're capable. You old dog, you can learn some new tricks.
Thanks very much. Hey, did your mum study English or learn English when she immigrated to Australia?
Yeah, she tried to multiple times. She still has lots of thick books.
Because my mother-in-law didn't, but I wondered when you learn a new language in another country, do you still get taught mnemonics or is it normally a kid thing that kids learn them
but
adults
true.
Don't?
I think it's a kid thing.
Mrs. Louie, if you're up, give us a call. Let us know. Do you know any...
What are the planets? Tell me now. I don't even freaking know.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We love talking a bit about memory, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Ours are fading.
Is that why, as we tack into our omega-3 tablets and our whatever else is good for memory? No, we are talking mnemonics this morning and we're talking about, which is that whole, sayings to remember things.
Yeah, and one that we had growing up as kids in my house was about the toilet, actually.
Oh, no.
Well, we were frugal, I would say, and when it came to water, not wasting it was a priority. Well, you know, we lived through a drought in the early 2000s. That was part of my childhood. And one of the things we had to do was make sure we remembered if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
You went there.
I did. But it's true. I think a lot of households might still adhere to that.
Can I go a little specific or TMI?
Yeah.
Would you, I don't know whether it's called double back. So, like, if somebody had been that, you would go on top of theirs and on top of theirs and on top of theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, the smell. It'd be like a urinal at a bloody festival.
Well, the other thing was that my mum would save the veggie water that, like, washing veggies in and also pour that.
To flush.
Yeah.
That's
so
clever.
Yeah, it wasn't always going to be, oh, the next time you had the opportunity to flush was when somebody did a brown.
My mother-in-law was very frugal, or is very frugal. And remember, I've told you stories that the kitchen never gets used because there's one in the garage and the sink.
I didn't know that was to save money.
Well, it's also like to protect and preserve things, and she used to keep the meat tray. Wait, remember the polystyrene meat trays that meat used to come on?
They still do that
do
sometimes.
They? Yeah, she washes them. And reuses them.
Anyway, good one. They're bad for the environment.
Her saying is, and not that she has a saying, but her actual way of
way
being.
Way of life.
Way of life. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, let it mellow.
In her
until the back door opens. And I don't mean...
What does that mean?
Well, you don't go through the front door at a European's house. You always go in the back door. And as soon as you go to visit, she would be up out of the chair and running to
the toilet.
To the toilet. her and my father-in-law had left their...
No!
Their double bag, which I just... That was about
That's
all about
awful.
Saving
that
water.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it was.
No, but would you just do it once a day?
I think if nobody visited, it might have been 2 days.
Far too clogged, I think. You need some veggie water in there to mix it.
I wonder if she did. Because she would also, like, put clothes in the shower with her and...
Ah, that old classic village trick. All
trick.
Of my family members do that too.
Yeah. So I've got another one for you.
Yeah.
It's not about toilets. It's about anatomy.
Anatomy.
I was going to say anatomy, but anatomy. Milk, lemonade, round the corner, chocolate's made.
I don't know what that means.
I need to do actions because it comes
with
actions.
Oh, yeah, please. Okay.
So milk,
yes.
Lemonade, round the corner, chocolate's made.
Oh, what's the lemonade?
Oui. So milk is breast.
Lemonade
is clear. The front bit. Oh, yeah. Maybe Mountain Dew. Milk, Mountain Dew, round the corner.
Yeah.
It doesn't
around the corner, choo choo choo. No, that's
yuck.
It ain't right.
Respect to whatever you're into, but I'm not into that, Annie.
Oh. I was hoping to convert you.
Hey, coming up this morning, we have the incredible funny man himself, Mr. Dave O'Neill.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He is so cool and amazing that he is talking to us and then sprinting to replace Sam Pang on the Nova Network as well on a Friday.
Yep.
Busy man.
We're also going to be talking to the one and only mnemonic queen.
The world's most, I don't know, used mnemonic or heard mnemonic?
Maybe most catchy.
Most catchy. Global influencer. Superstar.
The OG.
What's the OG?
Original.
Oh, is that what OG means?
Yeah.
I thought it was a TV series, the OG. OC, I'm thinking of.
Up early with Annie and Ando. Our next guest is a stand-up comedian as well as radio and TV star. You'll know his face from the TV show Have You Been Paying Attention? But what we're most interested in today as we race towards the 100th bag of chips in Ando's Chip Challenge is the podcast he's just launched with fellow comedian Kitty Flanagan called The Junkies. He likes oats in a cookie, controversial, and we're going to pick his brain about all things cheesels. Please welcome to the show Dave O'Neill.
Hey,
Mr. O'Neill, hello and thank you.
Great to be up early.
So this new podcast, you and Kitty Flanagan, it's called Junkies.
Yeah.
There's one app in particular that you really got me a little bit too excited about, and that's the one about Cheezels.
Cheezels are great, and we compare them to the Woolworths home brand, and Cheezels are an Australian invention. But, you know, you got to remember, Cheezels, like Twisties, are baked, not fried, so they're healthy for you.
You're basically an ambassador for them now. I'm going to say something that might upset you. I don't like the Cheezel. I think it is one of my worst-rated snacks.
I would never buy them. I would always buy a Twisty over a Cheezel. But I certainly enjoy them when I see them at a party. You're offended by that?
I'm just drop dead.
When Annie said she didn't like a Cheezel, I was about to announce up early with Dave and Ando. I thought I've got a new co-host. Cheezel has more flavouring. Like, it's the more of the orange.
Yeah. It's true. It's more orange.
Oh,
yeah.
Me.
Ando has a hack he wanted to ask you if you've tried before, though.
Sour cream.
Oh, wow, no.
Little bowl beside you, and you grab a chisel and you do the scoop, and so you fill the hole with sour cream. Because I'm a wet eater. I like to get wet stuff down my throat. And, oh, it's heaven.
I mean, sour cream's such a good thing on a corn chip, but I've never used it on a chisel. It's interesting, isn't it, the different? You like wet stuff. I like something decent size in my mouth.
I did hear you saying that.
I don't like something small. So I don't like, you know, tiny titties, for example.
They get lost in my mouth.
It's in the name. No. I mean, you know what you're getting yourself into when
you buy
a tiny
Eddie
titty.
Do you want Big Eddie or Tiny Teddy? Come on, love.
I want Big Eddie. And, I mean, I have been described as a bear by gay men before. I am a large man, so I do like, for example, Kit Kat Chunky as opposed to normal Kit Kat fingers.
Oh, they are good, but it's an every now and then treat.
Annie, you pause when somebody throws you something, a dirty line about a chunky finger.
Oh. I didn't realize a dog to a bone.
I was being dirty. Anyway. But no, I love something decent in my mouth, to be honest.
If you've just joined us, that is the voice of Dave O'Neill, stand-up comedian, and we're chatting the Junkies podcast with Kitty Flanagan. We've just touched on chisels. We're heading towards our 100th chip, and are you pretty good now at tasting out flavours in different snacks?
Yeah, but there's so many weird, as you've probably found, there's so many weird flavours in chips these days. Kitty tried to trick me the other day with a wasabi chip, but I knew that straight away. I just went, that's wasabi. But you know what's hard when they get into those weird deviations like, oh, this is buffalo wings with a chili sauce.
Yes.
It's hard. And you find those more trendy kettle-type chips. They've even gone camembert and, you know, chai.
And truffle, yes.
Yeah, truffle. What have you been caught up on? Are you good at it or...?
I think I'm good, but Ando never lets me win because that's to try and prove the point that marketing's gone mad. So, the other week, I said cheese and the real flavour of one of the duos was cheddar. So he wouldn't give it. Well, he only gave me half a point.
Half a point.
Well, those duos are annoying. I've done them on Kitty, and we had special sauce and burger the other day.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you done that one?
Yeah.
Did you get that one?
No.
I did. I didn't lock it in. I went. I danced around it. I was like, I said cheeseburger, didn't I?
That's pretty good.
Or hamburger.
You said hamburger, not cheeseburger.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
I want a correct answer. I'm none of this fluffing about and not locking in. She does a tango around the outside.
You have mentioned that people are sending you stuff, and I'm dabbling now. People are sending me chips from the companies, and I've ended up with 100 bags on my doorstep.
Wow.
What would you do with 100 bags? Bag of chips.
Well, funny you should say, I did a Zoom gig for Smith's Chips the other day, which was, you know, heaven. Anyway, the guy said, I've sent you a couple of boxes of chips. They sent 5, like, supermarket boxes, so I got 81 packets of chips.
Oh, my gosh. Can we combine our stash?
Open a milk bar.
Put them in a swimming pool, like a ball pit. That'd be fun. Have you managed to remain objective, though? Are you able to say what you want, what you really think?
Well, most of them I really like. I mean, I love Smith's Salt and Vinegar. I love Twisties. So, yeah, bacon, I'm not so enamoured by. I've been giving away the bacon bites.
They get very messy on your fingers. Do you rub your hands on your pants?
Yeah. Twisties is bad for that.
And you wonder why the dogs in the neighbourhood come sniffing around.
Dave, out of all of the things that you've tried, savoury or sweet, what would you say is your favourite bit of junk food?
I can't go past a twisty. Just a cheese twisty would probably be my favourite. My other, I just like a plain thin. Maybe because I'm getting old.
Plain thin.
I love a plain thin.
Easy to chew, hey?
Yeah, and I do love salt and vinegar.
Me too.
Same. The three of us are aligned on that one thing.
S&V, they are good. They are good.
So good.
What do you wash them down with?
Yeah, Diet Coke. I love Diet Coke. It's my lifeblood. And I got a SodaStream. I did a gig for SodaStream and I kept hinting, I wouldn't mind a SodaStream.
Cha-ching.
I think you start podcast for your sponsors,
Pretty much. I got
what
a
else
SodaStream.
Do you need? Quick, say it now.
Honey, we need a spa bath out the back. I'm talking to Aqualine or something.
I got a SodaStream and I've been trying to wean off Diet Coke, but I just can't. It's just a good drink. And I used to be on normal Coke. And then Husey, who I work with a lot, said, "You got to switch to Diet Coke." And
that's so a pretty good Husey impression just there.
Yeah, Husey.
He's always on the V's, though. He's on the energy drinks, that dirty boy.
Well, that's what happens. No alcohol. You get a little cray-cray.
No alcohol, no drugs,
meat, no meat, drugs, no dairy.
No twisties. No fun.
He wanders around with his notebook, just taking notes all day long. Bless him.
Stressed. And he said, "You got to switch to Diet Coke," and now I'm addicted. So I
read a recent report that I want to believe around those diet drinks that have sugar-free soft drinks.
Yeah.
Apparently, our body's not that smart, so we still think we're getting sugar.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's why I'm fat.
That's why, exactly. That's the same reason. I think just people that drink Diet Coke think, "I'm having a Diet Coke. Well, I can have a pack of Swishies then." You know what I mean?
One of your books was called "Everything Is Better Crumbed."
Yeah. Yes.
What is your all-time favourite crumbed food?
Oh, probably chicken schnitzel. I like a big chunky, you know, schnitzel. Again, something big in my mouth. But I also love a good, like the Italians do a good thin schnitzel. I like that.
My mother-in-law, yes.
Yeah.
How do they get it so like thin? Do they bash
the hell
out of it?
Yeah. Wax the friggin' hell out of it.
They bash it. But then again, I like, you know, say Korean fried chicken. I like
karaage or?
Yeah, any of that.
Karaage, that's Japanese. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I like that. So, I like
that. Me too. With Kewpie mayonnaise.
Oh, yum. Yeah, beautiful.
They've just come out with a 50% fat reduced. I nearly have vomited in the supermarket.
Why do they bother?
Yeah, exactly.
Any fried chicken I like.
Love it. Before we let you head off, I noticed that in the podcast you play an accordion sound whenever you eat something, and we have not been able to do that. I just crunch into the mic every week.
Yeah.
Have you had any feedback about
that? Yeah, that's mainly because of Kitty. She claims she has this disorder where she can't stand the sound of people eating.
Mm.
It's got an actual name, but it sounds like emphysema. Yes. But it's not emphysema.
Yeah, yeah.
Messin's
phomomena
or something.
Yes, that's it.
That's about sounds generally,
I think.
Yeah.
That's it.
Messophonia.
Yeah. So she can't stand her own crunching either?
No. And also rustling of bags. She's like, "Have you got all your chips out? Are they on a plate?"
Oh.
You know. So, I mean,
that's great insight.
I like the munching of chips. I'd be happy to hear you munch chips.
We'll send you a clip.
we try to keep it to one crunch per bag. Yeah. So I'm allowed to have one in the mic, the rest off.
That's news to me, Annie Louie, because I often am trying to get through this segment. You know, you got songs to play, news to throw to, and suddenly someone goes back to the first bag and starts munching again. It's like, "Hey, we're on radio, my love."
Yeah.
It's because when I get the answer, what the real answer was, I need to go back to confirm how wrong I was.
Exactly. Yeah. It's early, they're in front of you. Like, why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
Yes. Well, that is the voice of Dave O'Neill. It's been a pleasure chatting with you all about chips. Check out his podcast with Kitty Flanagan called The Junkies with 2 E's. Where else can we find you, Dave?
I'm doing Zoom gigs. I do another podcast with Glenn Robbins called Somehow Related. And, I'd say live gigs, but they're not happening at the moment in Melbourne. So I'm just around. I'm down the shops a bit, you know.
Find Dave O'Neill down at the shops.
Down at the shops. In the twisty. Oh, no, he won't be in the twisty aisle. He's got plenty.
I've got enough at the moment.
Cheers, buddy.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Annie Louie, I was listening to the fabulous Dion Warren drive, Joy's drive.
Yes, I noticed the heads have been removed from our poster.
Yeah, I filed them away. I put them in the heads of Joy people around here. Yes, yeah, so what are you saying? This is a revolving door. We've been here next week for 1 year.
1 year.
You and me together on air. Hey, I was listening to them and something came up. They made a reference to your kitchen.
Yeah, they have been delving into the food a lot.
They have. So I want to make a phone call to Warren G.
Wazza himself.
Wazza, or I heard D call him Rabbit on...
Why Rabbit?
Get it? Rabbit go, Warren.
Oh! You saw that in real time.
But you know those moments when you're on air just like then when you say something and all of a sudden the other person doesn't get... I don't know whether Warren actually liked...
That's like sometimes you say to me that I go silent. That was one of those moments when you're like, oh, you know, sometimes with you, I think it's an introverted thing. You just don't know if I go inside.
To have a chat with yourself before popping back out.
Have to consult the manager. Sorry, that did not
intellectually reflective, I call it. Anyway, let's get Warren on the line. And find out what this food challenge or food thing is all about.
Hello, Warren speaking.
Oh, Warren, you're live on the airwaves. It's Annie and Ando. Good morning.
Oh, Annie and Ando, I thought someone calling me before 6 a.m. was a booty call.
A booty call?
Someone's feeling it very early.
Annie and Ando.
Yeah. Well, very well. I'm very well. Hey, we need to talk to you about something you said on air recently.
You've been dobbed in by D. Mason.
Yeah, here we go.
I remember another thing, the meatloaf.
Yeah, meatloaf, mate. That's a staple.
Meatloaf. I still wouldn't know how to make one.
Oh, mate, we need to get you on to Annie and Ando for their Tuesday
cooking.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, we can't allow you to hijack the show because we are celebrating the 100th chip in Ando's Chip Challenge. So we thought we'd give you a call today and ask you, what's the deal with meatloaf, mate? Come into my kitchen for a second and tell me your secrets.
So, you know what? I wouldn't have a clue how to make a meatloaf. So, but my mother used to make it, and she'd get some sort of, I don't know, like a sausage mince or something.
Yep.
I remember it, and it came in a tube.
Yep.
And
sausage
I would
mince.
Sneak, and I can't believe I did this, I would sneak the sausage mince raw and eat it.
I'd do the same.
How bad is that?
What? Snap.
Have you done that?
Yes, Dad would be on the barbecue, and as the plate came out with the raw sausages, he'd go, "Here you go, kids." And my sister and I would, like dogs, sit there and eat raw sausages. Oh, like they were
that's
Calippo.
Child abuse.
Like a Calippo squeezing the intestine.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Didn't you have real food back
disgusting.
In the day?
No,
we had
such
raw sausages thrown to us on the ground.
When you know, now that you know what's inside them, would you do it again?
No, well, I remember my parents saying, "Don't eat it; it's bad for you. It's bacteria."
So, of course, you go the opposite way. Well, we are thinking of challenging you, perhaps, to a meat
to put a sausage
loaf.
Down his throat. I mean, in his mouth.
No, I already know you can do that. So, no, we want to challenge you to a meatloaf cook-off, and
yeah.
We can maybe get the Murphys involved. It'll be up early versus breakfast versus drive. What do you think?
You're on.
Yeah.
You're on, absolutely. But I'm going to have to buy two lots of... As long as, Annie, you eat the sausage meat raw.
Oh!
No!
Well, that's true. I've been hardened for this. I mean, you don't know who you're messing with. All those years uncooked Chinese food.
If that... It's a deal. If you eat the sausage meat raw...
All right. I was born ready.
I'll cook a meatloaf. I have no idea
why
how.
Why am I the one putting my health on the line for this segment?
I've got goosebumps, Annie Louie. I am so excited.
The competition is seeping through your veins.
I'm already thinking flavour sensations because it's about... We'll come up with the criteria around originality, structure, flavour.
So we'll come up with
moisture.
Criteria that we're being assessed against.
Yes.
Give ourselves a leg
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I will agree as a group, but that's amazing. Mm. Hey, Warren...
You know what's the key? You know what is the key to a really good meatloaf? I remember there was some sort of sauce bit on top, and I don't know what it was, but it would go just crusty in spots, and it was the most delicious.
Are you sure it wasn't mold or something?
No, yum.
No.
Another trick, Warren. I'll give you one trick from Annie's kitchen.
Yeah.
Breadcrumbs soaked in milk and then mixed through your meat. Those little crumbs become little moisture capsules during the baking process and then also hold the flavours of the meats. Not too much that you don't want to make bread, but you heard it here first.
White people are weird.
Don't call white people a weird, Annie Louie. That's not very nice.
I'm always thinking, when are we going to cook an Asian meal so I can have the advantage? But Ando is my advantage.
I'm actually more comfortable in cooking an Asian meal than an Anglo meal.
Oh, great. Well, let's get this one off the bat. And then we'll see what comes next. It could be the start of something beautiful.
Make sure you tune in from 4 o'clock this afternoon to catch up with Warren and Dee. You're up early with Annie and Ando.
Woohoo.
Get up with Annie and Ando, only on Joy.
I have been led astray by mnemonics before. One let me down last week when I swear by this. I live by it. It's my top most used.
Really?
Yes.
Give it to me.
Righty, tidy, lefty, loosey. That is for screwing things. So I went and tried
I am so lost. Screwdrivers,
caps, anything that requires rotation.
I've never heard this. Lefty, lefty, tidy, righty.
Lefty, loosey, righty, tidy.
Never heard it. So
I tried to screw a hose onto a tap the other week at work. Mm. I tried for like 10 minutes. My hands were raw because there was some water there dripping. And I had to call my boss and I went, "It's broken. I don't know why I can't do it." And he goes, "Are you serious? FaceTime me." So I've got the FaceTime on. And he goes, "Try the other direction." And
it
worked. What the? Yes. Were you righty tighty, lefty loosey, let me down.
Yes, and it'll let you down every time you touch fittings with LPG as well, or gas. They're opposite direction.
Are they?
I've never heard this saying. It sounds flawed, Annie Louie.
Well, anyway, one day something's going to blow up and I'll be like, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
You and your lefty-loosey. So many lines in that. Hey, make sure you stick around for the Murphys. Coming up, they have an interview with the amazing Dami Im.
Dami Im, Eurovision famous, also X Factor famous.
So, so clever. Also, I call Moo.
Sounds like so much fun to end your week.
It does. That's us for the week. We will back with you for a massive show Monday.
Happy anniversary show.
1 year, Annie and Ando.
100 bag of chips on Tuesday.
You're on Joy.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.